When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds. Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. Of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos and photos and stories about animals that I post all the time. There's some really, really great. There's another golden in the hippo hole mud video that cracked me. And oh, there's a Frenchie. Oh, my gosh. I never thought a Frenchie would be capable of doing what this Frenchie is doing. I mean, I made Stacy watch it. Anyway, it's pretty funny. So check those things out. But the big thing on both my Facebook pages, Animal World Facebook page and my personal Facebook page, is the latest information about the devastating fires on Maui. And you thought about the animals? Oh. Anyway, we'll be talking more about that and I'll give you more information. But that's where all the how to help and latest information is. Gosh, it is a glorious sunny Sunday morning here in the Pacific Northwest. And although I'm not quite sure we're all awake and ready here because it's kind of dark. I don't know what it is with Nathan, but he doesn't like to turn the lights on. So it's kind of like we haven't started yet because there's no lights on. It's like dark in here.
It's like we're hiding in a closet.
Well, yeah. So anyway, there you go. We are here. So I'm here, Animal World's production engineer, and keeping us alive and well and going on the air, except in the dark. That would be Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. I'm just a natural light guy. You know, it's bright and sunny outside. Yeah, it's the wrong time of the day for the sun to be shining into the studio.
Hello.
But hey, once that natural light gets in here, let me go ahead and fix that for you. I'm taking that as a hint, hint.
It's and how intuitive is he? Okay, can read my. All
well,
right,
thank you. Now I can see Martha's face.
Yeah. Hello, we are here. It is working. Gosh, so Nathan's here, and now we're all here, and the lights are on, and we can see. You must be able to see better from your side of the room than this side. Because anyway, all right, okay. Now things seem back to normal. Now, then, in her mood lit studio, I'm delighted to say that Stacy Buck is here. Call screener. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Martha.
And good to see you over there. Our setup has changed just slightly here, in that. Linda is usually directly across from me at the table because if, you know, you don't remember, it's the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. The best healers on the planet I know are here with us, and we'll be taking your phone calls for free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. Anyway, Linda Rasmussen's here in the studio with us. She's normally sitting across from me, But because Dr. Nels is not in the studio with us, Linda has moved up in the world, and she's taken his chair. So Dr. Nels' chair is occupied here, and Linda's there. So and then we have an empty place here. However, on the big screen, and I'm delighted to say I don't have to be telling you, Dr. Nels is out in the middle of nowhere after his move, and the van didn't show up with the stuff, so he can't be here today. We didn't know until later in the week if he was going to be able to join us, because apparently some of the stuff was MIA, I think. But we're going to hear the whole story because our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen is zooming in from his new home in Idaho. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
Good morning, Martha, and everyone else, all our wonderful listeners. I just I love you all, and it's sad not to be in the studio, but it's also wonderful to be out here in the wilds of Kuski, Idaho.
Kuski, that's where it is. People keep asking me where in Idaho you are, and I say, I don't know, somewhere in the middle of nowhere. I've looked at it on a map, but I don't have any. I don't know Idaho, and I don't know, and I don't remember the name. So Kuski, that's what...
Now Kuski's I have a good a good idea for my next animal's name. That'll Kuski. Be a very good dog or cat name.
Yeah, Kuski, and, that is kind of a cute dog or cat name.
You have
name,
to spell it with an A at the end. It's K-O-O-S-K-I-A. It's pronounced Kuski.
But the A is silent.
Yeah.
All right, so Kuski, Idaho. Now, what is that, like North Idaho, South Idaho, West Age, where?
They call it the North Central region.
North Central
Excuse
region.
Me. Yeah, okay. North Central.
So one of the cities that I recognize, and I think most people do when we think of Idaho, would be Coeur d'Alene. So where in relationship to that?
Well, it's probably a 3-hour drive for me to get to Coeur d'Alene from here.
How about from Boise? So,
yeah, it's north. Boise is south, and it's probably a good 4 or 5 hours south of me.
Okay, so you aren't close to any recognizable civilization.
Yeah, Lewiston is the big city. Lewiston and Clarkston on the Washington side, that's where it's the nearest big city.
All right. Well, we're going to hear a lot more details from Dr. Nels here. I want to hear all, and I know all you all do too, because a lot of you are asking me. That's why I asked, where the heck are you? Because I keep getting asked, and I don't know. Anyway, we're going to hear the whole story about the move and where he is and what the setup is so far. And I don't even know if he's able to be working yet and doing sessions and remotes and all of that. So we're going to find out all those details momentarily. But just so you know, again, it's Healing Sunday here on Animal World with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Linda Rasmussen's here. We know that Dr. Nels works primarily on animals, but does humans as well. Linda takes care of the human animals. And so how this works today is that you guys call in, except for those of you that have priority, because there's a couple of you that are my clients that I saw recently. And so we know we'll be talking to you today. And at any rate, phone calls tend to take priority, so you can give us a call when you would like a free remote treatment. And kind of how it works is when you call in, Dr. Nels, if there's an animal involved, then Dr. Nels will tune into the animal and work on the animal. And then if you're open to it, then Linda will take over and help the human animal. And because often when there are issues with our animal friends, us humans get emotionally involved with what's going on. And so it's always helpful to come at it from both sides. Now, we have to officially start the show, and then I want to catch up with Dr. Nels and all of that stuff. And I know there's many of you out there that are real eager to hear all his stories. And then we'll be able to get to phone calls. So certainly if you have a schedule today and want to get on get a free session and because you've got something to get off to, you can certainly call us anytime and we'll get to you as soon as we can. But chances are it's going to be later in the hour when we get to phone calls. And things go as planned. We need time with Stacy today because we have, you know, Stacy and her French bulldogs have become regular features here when Dr. Nils is around because, you know, Frenchies, sometimes they need extra help. And Stacy has one of them sensitive little the bag man. And so he's got great stories. And he had an issue going on last month that Dr. Nils worked on. So we got to follow up on all of that. But then Stacy has alerted me there's something going on with her perfect Frenchie. You know, her older one, Tank, who's the service dog. I don't know, something's going on there. And so Dr. Nils, we gotta help that out. And then, of course, Linda's going to have to straighten out Stacy because, you know, her kids are what's going on. But anyway, so we'll take care of that and entertain your calls. So if you want us to get to you sooner rather than later, you can call in any time. Otherwise, we'll give you the heads up when we're getting ready to take calls. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll-free is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. And we'd love to hear from you today. And I'm thinking since we have a lot to talk about with the animals. I mean, specifically with all the disaster going on in Maui and so forth. But my priority today, of course, is to catch up with Dr. Nils. So I'm thinking I'm not going to let myself get off on any tangents and fool around. Let's just get serious and officially start the show, and then we can start hearing all the great details about, because I can tell you by looking, I can see Dr. Nils looks normal. Okay. you know, there's no sparks flying and craziness, and it looks like he's actually got an indoor place to be. Okay. So, yep, yep. So now see, Linda, you know, you're usually the big head, you know, behind the screen. Today, Dr. Nils gets to be the big head on the screen. You know, and he is kind of more like Oz, you know, because he's got that bald head. You know?
Yeah, there we are.
Very good. All right. So let's go ahead and officially start the show. If you haven't been around for that, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. So I start, because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little St. Francis prayers, one for the animals and one for us human animals. And then we got a pile of affirmations we do to spiritualize up ourselves for the day and the week. And participating with me in the prayers and the affirmations is optional. So you can do this stuff along with us and participate, or you can tune us out. For the process, it's completely up to you. It's not like 10 and 11 when we get on the love train and do the exercise, fun and dancing. Dancing is required, but this is optional. All right, so I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, then. Now we have the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer for us human animals. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty then. Now we are going to do our pile of affirmations here. They are all contributed in some way, shape, or form from one of the members of our animal world family. And I say them out loud three times. And they're all chosen, of course, because they're specifically very powerful and have altered my life. And I know many of yours because lots of you do them daily as I do. And you can participate, say them along with me or not. Completely up to you. But I find them transformational. So here, affirmation number one. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two here. Actually, this one comes from Linda Rasmussen, and you'll hear that when she does a session with a human animal here on the air, often she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going during the week, and that's where this affirmation came from, and it proved to be so powerful. I got so many of you calling me and saying, hey, this is changing my life, that I started doing it, changed my life. Been a part of animal world ever since. So this one is quite powerful. Here we go three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now this one comes from the Ananda Institute, the Italian division, and it's the affirmation I like to keep you in the proper frame of mind and physical health and well-being, and spread that around rather than anything else. So here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right. And by the way, you know, you can do these affirmations for your animal friends. All righty. Now, this one comes from our communicator and personal awareness coach, Natasha Venter. And this is the one I use to kind of stay balanced in this, you know, crazy changing energy of the world we live in, and maintain a balance, hopefully. And here we go with this one. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, the last affirmation here in our pile is again from the Ananda Institute, and is their Warrior of Light affirmation. This one is the one that is so powerful. And with this affirmation, we send just the love and light all over the world, and it is so needed. And saying today when we're doing this affirmation, sending out that love and light, and when we get on the love train, send it all over, how about we think Hawaii, Maui, Lahaina, Kihei, and the animals. All right, here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world and Hawaii with God's light. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Shanti. All right, and now, contributed by Dr. Nels, and it's his favorite part to seal this all in, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Ah. All right. Okay, we are all spiritualized up and ready to go. Except I got really into that. Now I come back and tune back in. Someone has disappeared. The lights are on, but there's no Nathan. And I don't see him in there with Stacy. I have no clue.
He's not here.
I have no clue what's gone on. Now, we're already 2 minutes behind when we should be taking care of advertisers. And this is extremely unusual because Nathan is the one that's he is the perfectionist and keeps everything perfect. So I'm not exactly sure why he left the studio and where he went.
Well, he's restoring perfection somewhere.
Yeah, so obviously we're not having technical difficulties, at least. We will be shortly.
Well, I can hear you.
Yep. Okay, there he is. Yay! Woohoo! Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, maybe we should just have a chat.
Well, Nathan is back. Nathan is back. And yes, Nathan, I got so into the prayers and affirmations and stuff, you know, and I usually have my eyes closed when I'm doing that, and I open my eyes, the lights are on.
I vanished.
You're gone. You're not even saying all of that. I think, why, my goodness.
The light was too bright. I'm a vampire. It burned me up.
Okay. Well, now let's just make sure. Is everything okay? We don't have any fires going on.
We're okay now. We had a fire to extinguish, but we're all good now.
So you there was something, and
yes.
But you took care of it. Yep. All righty. So, before we get caught up with Dr. Nels and head on with our list and all of that, are you ready to do advertisers?
We can do that.
Because guess what? I was on time.
I bet you were.
Yeah, but someone else didn't.
Just a little Murphy's Law.
Yep. So let's probably the first time in history that I was ready and Nathan wasn't. So I have to cherish that thought. Yeah. All righty then. We are going to take care of advertisers and then let's catch up with Dr. Nels when we get back. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2500. 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. And you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And Linda works out of a physical office, actually, in the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery. And she can work with you in person at her office or remotely. And the crazy lady continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that ask for it. And if she works with you today on the show or has in the past, that doesn't even count. You can still have a free session with her. So before she comes to her senses or gets too busy to do this, you might want to take advantage of that. And all you got to do is call or text her at the number I give you, and she'll be delighted to get you set up. You don't do it right now because she's on the radio with me, but you know, you would hear back from her after the show sometime. Anyway, the number to call or text Linda Rasmussen for a free remote treatment or in-person treatment would be 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is operating the Mystery Whispering Dragon Center out of her home in Shoreline now. Great location. Easy to get to, easy to park, and it is just so amazing to be in the gong room and have your acutonics, forks, and chiropractic adjustments and all that good stuff. Incredible healing energy. And I happen to be missing it this week because I didn't get to have my session. It's all ready to go. Even taking a friend with me who's going to have a session. Go out, get the car all loaded up and everything, go look, and a friend says, you know what? You have a flat tire. That's the flattest darn tire I'd ever seen. Anyway, had to deal with that, and so we never got there. But so I'm missing it, so you definitely want to take advantage and get in there for some healing work on the wonderful sound energy. And Jude can work with you in person in the Whispering Dragon Center, or she also can work remotely. This, you know, energy and sound healing all works the same way. Kind of, there's no issue with distance and all that good stuff. So, if you're interested, you can check Jude out at whispering-dragon.com, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And just a little follow-up. And can I share what we just talked about earlier off the air that you're going to help with?
Oh, sure.
Okay. I just want, you remember, and Nathan, kind of in tears last week on the show.
Oof.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Right. Okay. And can you see I'm tearing up already? We had an extremely emotional interview with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And the founder, director, and president, Laura Cook, wasn't with us. She was trying to get a little bit of rest after the night she had before their big event last Sunday afternoon. And so Amanda, her right-hand gal, did the interview with us. But it gave us a chance to kind of catch up with Laura's health situation, and it's extremely critical. And you know, she just, you know, the working while you're dying isn't easy. And that's what she's doing. And so I told Amanda that I was going to check with our healers and see if we couldn't get some support for Laura to help her, because it is just, she's struggling so much. And so I asked, first one that came to mind, of course, it's Linda. You know, and Linda's down in an area where Laura might even be able to get in, but certainly can be handled remotely. And just, I was pretty confident this would happen, but I have to tell you that Linda has graciously offered to gift Laura with free sessions. So I'm so grateful. Thank you, Linda. Thank you.
My pleasure and my honor.
Now, I'm going to ask Jude to do the same thing, which I was going to do this week when I saw her, but I haven't seen her. But I'm sure that she's going to agree to do the same thing. And because Laura makes regular trips to the homeless area in Lake City, I'm sure that she and that Jude is close shoreline, that she can probably get into the gong room. But I just can't imagine any better healers to help Laura with, you know, because emotionally, physically, all that. But Nathan, so yay, we're getting Laura some good support.
It's just hard not to think about that statement she said. It's just so powerful and true. Yeah.
Working while you're dying.
Yeah.
But I'd say serving while you're dying, because she's serving big time.
And of course, dying is also an understatement. Everybody would think, yeah, we're slowly dying every day, but hers is hers is accelerated.
Stage four
cancer.
It's
no joke.
It's no joke. It isn't. What a phenomenal example she is for us. Okay, she could be no one would even think twice about it if all her focus was on herself and healing, or you know, just surviving. But she's out there working her hinola off 24/7, 365, serving the homeless animals and humans in the Seattle area. And man, she just needs a lot of support. So seattledogs.info if you want to check out the organization and contribute. And I just wanted to thank Linda for that. And Jude as well, because I know she'll get on board. And, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, please come join us for our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, now just a little follow-up, because I had a chance to kind of tune in and check with Nathan about how he disappeared. Just letting you know, there was a radio emergency in the building. Good news is it didn't have anything to do with us. But it's Sunday. So those that are here need to respond. You know, there's five stations that run out. Hubbard Radio is big. Okay, five different stations. So anyway, Nathan had to handle a radio emergency in the building.
Yep.
But you handled it, right?
Yeah, thankfully it didn't take too long. Just a quick turn it off and on again, and we were better.
Okie dokie. So we haven't even got to the weather yet and so forth, but did you say we've got somebody waiting on the line?
Yes,
already?
We do, but there is something worth mentioning on the weather just real quick.
Yeah.
On Monday through Thursday, an excessive heat watch is been issued.
Yeah.
So we're going to see some temperatures getting up into the upper 80s, maybe low 90s. But the good news is overnight still remains at a pretty good temperature in the mid 60s. So that part I like. As long as we have the heat, I just want it to be cool overnight.
And that makes such a huge difference if your sleeping environment cools down at night.
Yeah.
Okay. When it doesn't, and the then it gets pretty darn miserable. But apparently today is kind of the beginning of the heat wave, and then but it's up towards 90s to low 90s tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday it starts to go the other direction, and
maybe more on Thursday.
And Thursday, and then I think the temperature's down to more normal, the high 70s or around the 80s.
Friday is what I see for the mid 70s.
Yeah. So anyway, you know what that means, folks, and as the whole summer, we just have to be extremely careful about our animal friends and young kids. You just cannot leave them in the cars, and it's just better to just not take them in the first place. But be very, very cautious. And also, when the temperature gets up that hot, the other thing you got to remember is pavement and blacktops getting real hot and burning little doggies' feet. Because they got foot pads and stuff, but they don't cover the bases when it gets really, really hot. So it's a good idea. I mean, take your own shoes off and put your own bare feet on, or at least bend over and touch it with your hands to make sure that it is safe to walk your dogs in that condition. So just heads up, and lots of water. Water, water, water. Everybody needs water. Insects, birds, Rodentos and all those sorts of things out there. But everybody needs water, and I know that I'm having to refill water everywhere a lot for the outdoor crew. And I don't know who's drinking water out of my fountain, but, man, it tanks during the night. So we're getting a lot of takers. And the birdie bath, of course, is really popular. So be careful about the weather. All righty. Now we're going to catch up with Dr. Nils, but did you say we've got somebody waiting on the phone?
We do. So it's the waste no more time and speaking with Cindy and Sultan calling into the show. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi, Nils. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
All right. And you've got reception today out there. That's good. So, Dr. Nils, can you hear Cindy?
I didn't hear her very well to begin with, but right the last word she said is okay. Started coming in.
Cindy, why don't you speak again?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, you heard
I
that?
I hear her now.
Okay. All right, Cindy. So Cindy was actually the one that was with me for the flat tire. So she didn't get to go to Jude either. Anyway, Cindy, so what's going on and who needs help today?
I'm calling up my cat, Crystal. He keeps getting injured out there.
Okay, so Crystal the kitty, y'all have heard the story of Crystal as the feral, and Meow had to help Cindy get connected with the TNR folks and ended up trapping this cat and getting her spayed and then letting her go again. And we do believe, just for you woo-woo folks, that Crystal... carries the soul of a cat that's been with Cindy before, and Cindy's been working real hard to, domesticate, if you will, but to bond with Crystal and all of that. And I'm blown away, folks. I mean, this was the wildest of the wildest ferals you could possibly have. And Cindy has bonded. She can pick her up now. She can work with Crystal comes in the house and she stays in and out and all of that. Anyway, it's a great relationship, but, she's a female and she's not a big, huge cat and something's beating her up out there. And because Cindy's out in the Salton Basin and lots of wildlife out there. And Natasha kind of felt raccoon energy or something. And I don't know, Nils, when you tune in to Crystal, if you get any energy about who's beating her up. But has there been a new injury, Cindy, or are we still healing the wounds and stuff that's already there?
It's the one from like 4 or 5 days ago.
Okay. And I'm thinking that this area might have been a wound that abscessed and then opened up and maybe closed up again and reabscessing. So Cindy's working on that as she can. But I suggested that she have Nils, work on Crystal, which I think he's done once. And
right, I did.
And Cindy, you said that made just the remote treatment that Crystal had, that made a big difference, you said.
Oh, yeah. I brushed her a little bit before, but now she wants a brushing before she eats. She sits there and looks at me.
Now, can you imagine this wild feral cat now wants her hair brushed and her belly before Cindy feeds her? I mean, she's really warming up, but that only happened, Dr. Nils, since you did that remote treatment with her.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I have tuned into Crystal, and I've found the fight or flight points, the classic points, are active, so I'm resetting that right now.
Mm. And now, I just need to let you all know, because I always tell you, I don't hide stuff, I just tell you the truth. I've got to kind of regroup on how I orchestrate the show, because when Nils is here in the studio, he and I have been doing the show together for years, and I can see what he's doing. So I know what he's doing and kind of where he's working on the animal, because I can see his hands and stuff. Well, I only get to see, remember, all I get to see the head now. So yeah. I don't know what he's doing, so... We're going to have to find a new happy medium here. but anyway, you didn't have any trouble tuning into Crystal and the fight-flight points needed some work.
Yeah, so far there's I'm still working on the side of her neck in the usual point just in front of the shoulder, but now I'm on a second one down at her lower spine. So she's definitely got a lot going on there. And when I tune into it, it feels more like typical catfight stuff to me. And by the way, if I don't know if Cindy's using silver, I think she is, but definitely, you know, using silver water on wounds is great for helping with infections too, in addition to whatever medical procedure you might do.
Do you know about that, Cindy?
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
I've never bought it yet. I've heard about it.
Okay. So she knows about Dr. Nails, but she hasn't gotten any, and she's not doing it.
Cindy. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so hopefully that'll happen. But at any rate, you're getting more just catfight stuff, because, Cindy, you see sometimes a great big huge cat around there.
Yeah, I see eyes at night sometimes.
Yeah, and then she sees, you know, how the eyes reflect and so forth. So it very well could be a big cat that is going after her. But whatever, we've got the wound thing going on. So you're going to continue to work with Crystal.
Yep, I moved over to the left side of the body, doing some more of those points. And now let's bring Linda in.
I was going to say, now it's time for Linda. Cindy, you would like Linda to do a session for you, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so Linda, Cindy is all yours.
All right. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
So I'm going to have you think about Crystal. And as you're thinking about Crystal, just notice how you feel. And then set that outside your mind and focus on the word right, R-I-G-H-T. The context is about having the right. And the number 4, right 4. Your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. And you're going to take a breath in and then exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to. Thinking right 4.
All right, Cindy, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the left side of your forehead. Take a deep breath. Exhale, holding the air out as long as you can. And whenever you need to, replace that, you know, take a breath and exhale again, holding it out, thinking right in the number 4. Right 4. Right 4.
And the pulses are in. Go ahead and breathe normally, Cindy. And with your eyes open, just gently tip your head forward and look toward the earth, and then let your head rise to a comfortable position, and then bring Crystal back into your thoughts, and also just allow awareness of how you feel right now. And that is complete.
Yay.
And I embrace the feeling of right is the affirmation.
I embrace the feeling of right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got that, Cindy?
Yep.
Okay, and then it looks like Dr. Nails, you finished up with Crystal. Anything else you need to tell Cindy about?
Or I just found she had 2 sets of points on both sides, so she needed pretty extensive rebalancing, and we got that done.
All righty. Okay, anything else, Cindy?
No, that was it. Thanks a lot.
All righty, stay cool out there, and talk to you soon.
Wait.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All righty, let's catch up with advertisers, and then if the phone lines stay clear, then we'll catch up with Dr. Nails. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We'll be right back.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro, NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Oh, I got Robbie's. I could coat the planet with Golden Retriever hair again, except it's all staying on Robbie. It's not necessarily flying everywhere, and that's because of NuPro. So you want the best skin and hair coat in town for your dog friends, get the NuPro supplements. And the NuPro nuggets for kitties, and Cindy uses them for Crystal, actually. And anyway, they're great. So check them out, NuProSupplements.com, and they're all available on Amazon and all of the dog supplements you can often find in local pet stores and so forth. And, of course, you did hear me, you know, when I'm not here, I'm being an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and solve problems. And I just customize a program to teach you how to live with your dog in your life and lifestyle. And it's kind of fun. Takes a lot of energy, but it's really kind of fun. Anyway, I happen to be pretty well caught up, and yeah, I don't have a Saturday available until September, but I've got weekday availabilities, and I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you know anybody's got problems with their dogs, now's a great time to get a hold of me, because I can actually schedule them within a reasonable period of time. So you just have them give me a call, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. And delighted to say that while we were doing other things, we had a little shifting going, feng shuiing maybe, in Nell's makeshift office. And he moved stuff around and all kinds of things. And guess what? I can see him now. And it's not just the big head.
Yeah.
So I can see his head. So it actually is kind of a similar view to what I have in the station. So I should be able to tell what he's doing and how he's doing it. Now, Linda hides everything. I can't see what she's doing because she keeps her hands below the desk. And And that's okay, because I don't necessarily need to know what she's doing with that sort of thing. But Nell's with the animals, I'm familiar enough that I can, you know, kind of help you guys understand what's going on. So anyway, we're good, and we don't get to talk to you yet, Nell's, because the phones are still ringing. So we're going back to the phone, and we're heading over to Seattle. And Bettina, welcome to Animal World. Bettina, you're live with Dr. Nell's and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, good morning. Nice to be here with the three of you again.
Yeah. Well, oh, don't forget Nathan and Stacy too. There's five of us.
Nathan and Stacy as well. The five of you.
Yeah, hey, Bettina. There we go. Now we're all on board. So what can they help you with today, Bettina?
Well, I'm calling about Luna and Peter again. I think they need a reset. We had a smoke detector alarm go off in the house, and I removed the battery, but it kept on going off, but it really scared them, and I noticed now one.
And are Luna and Skeeter, are these your dogs or your cats?
They're my dogs.
Okay. And I know that, you know, you've called in before about them, and Nels seems to be able to tune right in. So you're already tuned in, Dr. Nels?
I am tuned in to Luna. She's got a thing going on, left upper neck, which... kind of that area might associate with something to do with the auditory mechanism. So that may have inputs from sounds that have troubled her. And then down lower, not quite the lowest part of the rib cage, but there's some issues there. So we're getting that balanced right now.
Yeah. So,
I'm going to take your class, Dr. Nels. I am going to purchase it. I just haven't had the time, so I could do this myself.
That's good to mention. Bettina is talking about the do-it-yourself-at-home program that Dr. Nels offers. He explains that, you know, when mammals get traumatized, have an emotional disaster, something like smoke alarm going off and you can't turn it off and everybody flips their cookies, the nervous system can get stuck in the fight-flight mechanism. And then if anything else happens, they can't respond appropriately because their nervous system is stuck. So this Rasmussen reset, Dr. Nels calls it now, are points that he uses to work on the animals that resets the nervous system. So, but you're saying what the points that you're working on with Bettina's dogs does relate to a reset points?
Yes, they're not absolutely the same specific points, but I'll bet you that if those reset points that I do in my do-it-yourself video were used, that it would also help, because that there's a kind of a blanket of effect. It's not so much necessarily you have to be as specific as I am to get a good result on the fight or flight reset. I get specific because there's lots of wonderful things I can do when I really tune into the exact points.
Well, and of course, you've been doing this for so long that you're really good at it, and which is why you're here with Linda. But again, just to finish up on what Bettina is referring to, Dr. Nels does offer a do-it-yourself Rasmussen reset program, and you can access that through his website. And I have to tell you, because I have the program, and Nels has been working with me on that before he left, and the videos, the instruction, I mean, it just couldn't be any better and any easier to do, and then he works with you. But so that's what, Bettina, you're talking about, is that you're gonna eventually use this program and get to know it better, and so that you can do your own dogs, right?
Yes, exactly. Not that I won't still call in, but...
Well, you know, now, because that brings up, Nels is still working, so I'm going to talk a little bit, because I got to turn, maybe we should just have Bettina work with Linda. Are you, Bettina, you would like Linda to do something with you?
Yes, I would, because last month I got COVID for the first time.
Oh, congratulations.
And, yeah. winner, chicken dinner. And, I can tell my body's still recovering. So I'm able to go to work. I'm testing negative. I mean, I only go to work in the office once a week, and I always wear a mask, which I was, but I didn't one time. And I just could tell my body's still fatigued. Like, I went out for a couple hours with a friend yesterday, and I had to take a nap.
Yep.
A silent nap.
Well, just on the side, I've only had it once myself, which was this year, earlier in the year. And I got it from a client. You know, I've done everything right, wear a mask, but got sick literally right in front of my eyes while we're doing the session.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, you know, fortunately I was vaxxed and boosted and all of that. So, I'd, you know, the symptoms weren't horrible and I got through it pretty quickly, the surface symptoms.
Right.
But it took me like 3 months to recover and get my energy back.
Okay.
Okay, so what you're experiencing was not unusual in what I've experienced. But anyway, let's see if maybe Linda can kick the can for you and help with that. So anyway, she's all yours, Linda.
Hi, Bettina.
Hi.
So I'm going to invite you to think of a person who's been on your mind a lot lately. And just say, I've got it when you've got someone in your mind.
I've got it.
All right. So focusing on that person, notice how you feel. And then set that person outside your thoughts and focus on satisfied, the feeling of satisfied. And the number 6, satisfied 6. And your eyes are closed and looking down toward your heart. And do some very slow, deep breathing in and out. As you think satisfied, 6.
All right, Bettina, you got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking down at your heart. You're doing slow, deep breathing in and out, thinking satisfied, and the number 6. Satisfied, 6. Satisfied, 6.
Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bringing that person back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
And wonderful.
I embrace the feeling of satisfied is your affirmation.
Oh, I love it.
I embrace the feeling of satisfied. And Dr. Nils is finished with both dogs. Anything else to report, Dr. Nils?
I just found that Skeeter needed a good reset as well, fight or flight system reset. So they both got it now, and that should help settle them down.
All righty, Bettina.
Thank you, all five of you, so much.
All right.
Have a good day and stay cool.
Yep, stay cool, and thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, so we can follow up in the next hour with what I wanted to tell you, but I keep forgetting to tell you, and I want to do it now, so I don't forget again. Those of you that are listening, when Linda is working on someone, you can get a surrogate healing at the same time. So what you do is when she says, you know, think of a person that's on your mind all the time. Well, you think of that, and then she gives you the words and the numbers. She tells you what to do. You just do that, too. Okay, and you tip your head at the end and all of that. But the way, you know, energy works, there's no issue with distance. And just she's working on someone else. And, of course, Dr. Nils, you did Mystic Radio with Robin for so long. And you heard all the time how people got surrogate healings just by listening to what you're doing.
Absolutely.
So remember to do that. And then I have a follow-up about the do-it-yourself program, but we'll catch that on the other side because, and we'll have to catch up with Dr. Nils, and then we got to take care of Stacy and the Frenchies, and we got all kinds of stuff to do. So stay right where you are because the love train is coming up, and it's not optional. Dancing is required, okay? This is we got to get our juices flowing and energy up for the day and the week. And you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet and join the love train with me. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And I energize up the love train music to give us extra good jujus with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy. our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.